بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I want to propose to you to reflect on two words. One word is success and the second word is contribution. Success and contribution. Now, my statement to you is that these two words are not necessarily together always. Not necessarily. I'm not saying that success is always never contribution, but sometimes, and quite a lot of times, the two words are different. People who are successful, if you look at their life and say, what is that person's real contribution? The answer is nothing. There is no real contribution. And the reason is because we have changed the definition of success. Now, let me give you an example. One of the most stark examples that I know, which is the example of a young man by the name of Kevin Carter, who was a South African photojournalist. He, in 1994, he won the Pulitzer Prize, for his photograph depicting the 1993 famine in Sudan. And this photograph, many of you will remember. Just Google it. It's just write in Google in the search window. Just write photograph of little girl and vulture. Little girl and vulture. And you will get the photograph. I will also send you the link to that photograph with this Fajr reminder. But Google it yourself. And you will find this photograph, which is an incredibly tragic picture of this little black African Sudanese girl. Eventually, when they investigated that, it wasn't a girl, it was a boy. But point being that there was a little child who is sitting on the ground, completely hunched over, so totally malnourished and weak that he cannot move. And there's a vulture a few feet away, waiting to attack. Now, this young man, Kevin Carter, photographed this. He took this picture. This picture was then won the Pulitzer Prize and made Kevin Carter world famous. 4 years later, 4 months later, not 4 years, 4 months later, at the age of 33, Kevin Carter committed suicide. And in his suicide note, he wrote a very tragic sort of statement about why he committed suicide. And he talked about the futility of life and whatnot. The point is here, the only futility was of his inability to act, inability to contribute. He became world famous. Because for a photographer to win the Pulitzer Prize is, you know, probably the number one thing in the world. But his contribution was, in that particular case, well, I will leave you to decide what it was. Now, Kevin Carter was not an evil man. I mean, I'm not saying all of this to, you know, to bad talk the man. He was not an evil man. He was actually a good person who was trying to do his best by taking photographs of such events, wars and famines and so on, to try to show the world what is happening. But in the end, what hit him was that on the ground it makes no difference. Today, look at the so-called famous people in the world, right? I mean, I know all the names. I don't want to take the names because I don't want to, in some of these names, I don't want them to contaminate something which begins with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is such a reminder. But you know the names. You know the names of the great and famous, the fashion icons and the, the lifestyle icons and all the so-called people who the mindless follow, thereby contributing their own life, because time is life, contributing their own life to apps and to television and to social media, and making the owners of that humongously wealthy, because you contribute your life to them free. And you do all that because it gives you a sense of contribution, a sense of having done something. Now, my submission to you is that just doing something, yeah, and by something I don't mean a little thing. I mean something meaning you really don't know what you did, not even a definition of that. It doesn't help. Today, social media is the biggest deception that we face and that we have gladly embraced, because when we see a report on social media, then we like it, we flag it, we retweet it, we do whatever equivalent with it, and it gives us a sense of having contributed. But the reality is that you have done nothing. You've only contributed by enabling the social media people to fine-tune advertisements for you. You've enabled them to earn more money and so on and so forth. But for the cause that you thought you were helping on the ground, you've done nothing. You didn't put a single a piece of bread on somebody's plate. You didn't, you did not help a single human being to live a life of dignity or defend themselves against oppression or, cure any sickness, nothing, right? But you spent your time making that effort. And that effort, no matter what your intention was, may Allah protect us from ourselves and from fooling ourselves, that intention had no value, had nothing to show for it. I'm giving you the example of Kevin Carter because to me, this is one of the most stark examples of such a thing. I mean, with him, it wasn't social media, but it was similar, something similar to that, where the photograph made him very successful and very famous, but the contribution on the ground was nothing. Now, many times you will be in a situation where you have all the time in the world, and you have, because you have resources, you are wealthy, you come from countries which are affluent, your background is affluence, so you will have opportunities. But the people that you are, about whom you are RTing or thumbs upping or whatever, they have nothing. They have minutes left in life. They have hours left in life. Now you might say, well, what can I do? If I don't do this and I can't actually go and physically help somebody, what can I do? My brothers and sisters, we are Muslim. Think about that. What can you do? You can make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not talking about then, here again, we fall into this trap of saying, now you're going to say, well,
I'm going to send out a message saying, everybody make dua at 4 p.m. On Sundays, and the whole world is making dua. I mean, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yourself, right? All of these gimmicks and games have no meaning. They have no basis in the sunnah. They have no basis in the sharia. Instead of that, just actually sincerely make dua. And then see what you can do depending on where you are living and what you are doing, which is actual concrete contribution. And this can be by talking to somebody, it can be by donating money, it can be in whatever way is possible for you to do. Do that, right? And remember that success needs to be measured in concrete terms, not in terms of fame. Because it's possible to be very famous, thanks today to through the internet. But if you actually look at what is that person's contribution in real life, the answer is zero. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to enable us to live lives of true contribution, of true significance, which have value and meaning with Him Jalla Jalalu. Not lives which are which make us so-called famous on social media or whatever the means is, without actually anything to show for it when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.